Well, first story this hour is a definitely difficult one. Takes us to Bahrain, where a child has died of suffocation from tear gas used by Saudi-backed regime forces. Six-year-old Mohammed Abdul Hussein Farhan died in Sitra, which has been the scene of anti-regime protests in recent months. On Saturday, people once again took to the streets in several cities to demand the abdication of King Hamad bin Isa al-Khalifa. They also are calling for an end to Saudi Arabia's involvement in the regime's deadly crackdown on protesters. Demonstrations continue across the country despite martial law, and scores of protesters have been killed since the uprising began in mid-February. Dozens of mosques and religious sites have been destroyed. On Saturday, another mosque was razed as part of the crackdown. However, demonstrators say they won't stop until the regime collapses. Meanwhile, Bahrain opposition leader Saeed al-Shehabi says the Manama regime kills, tortures, and cracks down on protesters with impunity because it has special support from the U.S. and some European countries.
How did the royal family invite the ambassador of Bahrain, who is a killer and who is a torturer, and whose government is shooting the people in the streets? But, for example, they did not invite Gordon Brown or Tony Blair to that wedding. So there is a feeling among the international elite that Bahrain is a special case in the eyes of the United States and the Britain. And this is why the rulers of Bahrain, the Al-Khalifa, are treating the people with impunity. They can kill, they can maim, they can fire tear gas on demonstrators, as happened last night, the results of which has been the martyrdom of the young child, 6 years of age. But you hear nothing from the White House.
Meanwhile, Saudi people have once again held a protest despite a ban on public gatherings. Now, hundreds of protesters took to the streets in Awamiya to demand basic human rights and freedom of expression in their country. The demonstrators also urged the release of political prisoners. Awamiya and Khatif have witnessed anti-monarchy demonstrations in the past few months. Now, protesters are condemning Saudi Arabia's military involvement in Bahrain, calling for the exit of Saudi forces from the country. They are also calling for reforms. And Saudi Arabia has imposed new media restrictions, threatening fines and closure of news organizations that allegedly undermine national security. Saudi King Abdullah says the media will be prohibited from reporting anything that contradicts Islamic law or serves foreign interests. Under the decree, the authorities can also ban a writer for life from contributing to any media organization. Now, the new restrictions come as the authorities are trying to prevent the spread of regional uprisings and revolutions to Saudi Arabia. According to local activists, Saudi police arrested around 30 protesters, including two bloggers, over the past week. The Saudi media is tightly supervised by the government, and prominent newspapers are also owned by people closely linked to the ruling Al-Saud dynasty.